Today is the day before Environment Day, wedged between Mabo Day and Environment Day, two auspicious dates. And I decided that I'd find out more about the Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre event. It's actually coming out of the an event that's been put on by the council down that way. It's going to be on at the Newport Community Hub between 12 and 3 on Sunday. And I had a chat with Dr. Rebecca Patrick, who is one of the presenters. Her particular talk is going to be about the Wetland Centre, but there's more. There's more. It's quite interesting. It's a whole idea is to think global and act local when it comes to the environment.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rebecca Patrick, for talking to me today. You're going to give a talk on Environment Day, which is on Sunday, for the Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre. And they say that you're a local sustainability leader. What's that all about?
Oh, look, Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre is a local initiative, as the name sounds, in Hobsons Bay, and it was incorporated or, you know, developed in 2008, so we've been running for about 4 years. It's run by an incredible group of local volunteers, people that care about the environment and people that care about, you know, having the opportunity to connect with nature. So we've been invited along to Newport Community Hub, who are having an Environment Day session, and that's on between 12 and 3. And myself and the president, Marilyn Office, and one of the people involved in our plans for a centre development, will be talking about the joys and wonders of the Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre.
Now, what does it mean? I know Hobsons Bay is around, I'm in Port Phillip, and it's around the corner, really. It's in Altona, right?
That's right. So we're currently located in the Truganina Explosives Reserve on Queen Street in Altona. But the plans are that we're going to build close by on the H.D. Graham Reserve, adjacent to the wetlands area. And we're just currently going through a process to plan out and seek funding for a purpose-built wetland centre, funded by our local partners and, of course, and importantly, for our local community and even beyond, to enjoy the wetlands and also the centre.
Tell me about the wetlands.
The wetlands, we're up against, not up against, we're located by a Ramsar site, which is a really international environmental area. You know, it's internationally listed. It's a beautiful environment for flora and fauna. It provides that all-important buffer between coast and the local residents and housing, and really environmentally significant. And the plan with the Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre is to protect the area, to look after it and ensure that the community can enjoy the access to the incredible flora and fauna that we have in Hobsons Bay.
So I know that you actually are a senior lecturer at Deakin Uni, and you're a co-leader of the Health Nature Sustainability Research Group. Is this the sort of thing that you would involve yourself in, that kind of research? Or?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Deakin has actually partnered with Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre and myself in the Faculty of Health, and also in our science faculty, where we look after life and environmental science type projects. We've partnered with Hobsons Bay to help develop the plans here in Hobsons Bay. And so my research group, the Health Nature Sustainability Research Group, we do research on the benefits, the health benefits in particular, of human contact with nature. And there's really strong evidence and compelling evidence that we really, as humans, we need regular contact with nature for our health and well-being, to promote mental health, also for social interaction, connecting with other community members in the natural environment, and also that spiritual well-being of having the opportunity to have your senses stimulated and the smells and sights of nature. So that's the kind of research we do. And as a local resident, I just live around the corner from Altona. I saw it as an opportunity to act locally whilst I'm thinking globally at my work at Deakin Uni.
And so with the wetlands, are we talking about, and that interaction, are we talking about having building tracks within the wetlands, that type of thing? Is that part of it, or is it people involving themselves in the conservation of the wetlands?
We've already started some activities to support people to be involved in the wetlands. We've got some citizen science underway looking at the local water and tracking what's happening in the water. We also have initiated walks around the wetlands. But down the track, when we are in a position to build our actual purpose-built wetland centre, we're going to work with the natural landscape and put up some boardwalks and play spaces to support and organise the involvement in that beautiful wetland and protect its sensitivity, but without locking people out. And that's the absolute intention of building the wetland centre and, you know, putting a little bit of built environment in place, such as you said, pathways, to ensure people that can get access and enjoy it.
Because wetlands are lungs of the earth, aren't they? They're part of that sort of ecosystem, aren't they?
They're so critical. They have so many ecosystem functions and services, we call them. You know, they're a part of also carbon sinking and taking that carbon out of the air. You know, we're worried about climate change. We voted on climate change recently at our federal election, and they have a really important function in cleaning out the air, protecting the coastline and the soils, and everything goes with looking after the natural environment. They're absolutely critical. We've got some incredible coastline, and this wetland is one we should look after.
It does seem quite remarkable to think about the proximity to the city. Like, it's in the valley of the city, really, Hobson's Bay. And I notice, I mean, it's not your talk, there's going to be another talk about the shellfish reefs in Port Phillip Bay, which, you know, when you think about Melbourne, you don't think about nature quite so explicitly.
Look, as any real estate from Hobson's Bay would say, you can reach out and touch the city from the wetlands. And we're so fortunate to have, as I said, a Ramsay site in the borough and in the local area. Thanks for pointing out about that talk. I'm really looking forward to presenting myself, but also tuning in to some of the other research and activities that are happening in the local area. And you're absolutely right. It's a really great opportunity on Sunday to go along and find out a lot more about what's actually happening on our doorstep.
I also think that it's really interesting that it's a council initiative. I mean, this is part of the Hobson's Bay Council events, and it shows you the strength of local community in maintaining a strong community.
Yeah, there's excellent collaboration work going on between, you know, local residents, the Hobson's Bay Wetlands Centre Committee and volunteers, and the council. And Hobson's Bay is an incredibly supportive council. They're really on board. There's a lot of support and commitment to seeing the development of the Hobson's Bay Wetlands Centre. And you know, we're really fortunate that the council is so committed to protecting these natural assets we have locally.
So what's the timeline for the development of the centre?
Look, we'd like to start building tomorrow, but we are still seeking to secure the money to establish the centre. I'd like to say that could happen within the next 12 months, but there's still a little bit of way to go to secure those funds. Let's hope that in the next 3 to 5 years that we'll be throwing open the doors to the new centre and inviting the community and various other groups to be involved. That said, I will return to the idea that we're already operational. We're currently housed in the Truganina building over there near the men's shed and Keringle Golf Club across the road from there. And so we're already up and away. But where we're trying to get to is this purpose-built centre where we can really take our existing activities to the next level.
And just on that, this isn't the there are other places that have developed this kind of wetlands centre, this kind of connection to wetlands?
Yeah, look, we have wetlands centres, the names escape me, but in regional Victoria on the Mornington Peninsula. But what's a little bit unique about this wetland centre and our vision, which is a place where everyone can connect with nature to improve health and well-being and be inspired to care for our precious natural environment, is an actual explicit focus on the human element of the wetland centre, that we see that front and centre, that promoting health and well-being is an important function of this centre. So we're really concentrating on not only the conservation activities and, you know, educating people about the natural environment, but we're really putting a health lens or a well-being focus on the activities of the centre. And it's one of the four key pillars, is to promote health and well-being. And partly because, and that's why I'm so interested in this initiative, because my training is in health and health promotion. And I see this wetland centre as an opportunity for preventing poor health and promoting health. Because as I said before, the science is in. When you connect with nature, there is so many mental, physical and social health benefits.
Are you seeing outcomes already?
We haven't done a formal evaluation, but anecdotally, we've had our open days, we've had many walks, we've had lots of guest speakers come in. And, you know, anecdotally, people are incredibly enthusiastic. You know, the numbers keep building, our membership keeps building, we keep being invited along to events to talk about the centre. It's one of those really positive local initiatives, again, that, you know, a lot of us are worried about the impacts of climate change, we're worried about, you know, environmental degradation, and this is just a really beautiful example of doing something local. And that's why people are really getting behind it, because they can just see it's a win-win-win, for want of a better word.
Okay. And so we'll just go through when and where on Sunday.
Okay. So it's at the Newport Community Hub in Hobsons Bay. It starts at 12 and goes through to 3 p.m. And it's all for World Environment Day, such a special day. And as you rightly pointed out, there's lots of activities and lots of guest speakers. And our particular group, the Hobsons Bay Wetland Centre, will be speaking at 1:30 to 2 o'clock on the day on Sunday.
And there's even refreshments.
Importantly, there is refreshments.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Of course, it's been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.